going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Carolina was dominant in these two games down here. 13, all that's left on the clock now as Gostis Bear comes to center. He's just going to double back in his zone. Call off the dogs and let the crowd do their thing. Carolina pulls away at the end and picks up a 5-2 victory here in game four to push Washington to the brink in this second round Stanley Cup playoff matchup.
John Walton, final call last night in Raleigh. The Caps now down to 3-1 and on the brink of elimination. It's interesting. I didn't feel like they were dominated in game three. John said dominated in both games down here in Raleigh. I really felt like they played well in game three, and it was actually their most complete game, and yet they lost 4-0. Last night, though, felt more like game one, but the score was more reflective of it. Now, the Caps on a power play goal, actually a two-man advantage, got an Ovechkin goal to make it 3-2 in the third period, but just, I thought not Logan Thompson's best night, Max, certainly not his best night. We talked about the goal that he gave up in game three. He's given up a couple of bad goals, right? Is that fair or not?
A few here and there, but like it's also going to happen. The other thing, the Caps' defense last night kind of was hanging him out to dry. It just felt like they weren't on it like they were in games two or three. It was like you said, it was very reflective of game one where they just kind of looked lackadaisical on the back foot. The effort just didn't seem to be there from a lot of guys. And it was a really frustrating watch from a fan perspective.
Yeah. I mean, for me, not knowing this sport like you do and many others who are listening, I mean, I've certainly watched intently and I enjoy it. There were a couple of things last night. Number one, it really once again looked like ice time tilted, dominated.
Very much.
Carolina just, you know, out-hustling, out-quicking, out-stick handling, out, you know, puck handling, however you describe that, all mm-hmm. night long. Five on five, it just seemed like the Caps never had much of a chance. Their power play hasn't been good at all.
It's embarrassing.
It's really hard for them to even get into the offensive zone and set something up. They needed 5-on-3 to score last night. What has certainly saved them in game one, even though they lost game one, was Logan Thompson. And I thought that Jarvis goal last night, that's a goal that you can't allow. Mm-hmm. Look, things change in hockey. We understand that. You know, the Caps played horribly and nearly won game one. They played better in game three and got blown out. Game two was their best effort overall, certainly for two periods, because they weren't great in the first period. Mm-hmm. And last night felt more like the kind of one-sided beatdown that they took in game one, with the score more reflecting it. Can it change? You tell me if it can change. If somebody didn't know anything about these two teams and watched the first four games, you would not say that Carolina is fortunate to be up 3-1.
No.
You would say the better team, the clear better team, is up 3-1. And therefore, the conclusion would be they can win and probably will win one of the final three. That's the way it feels to me now. I guess Logan Thompson can always do the, you know, proverbial standing on his head for three straight games. But they got to be better on 5-on-5, and they just got to be better on the power play. I mean, it, requiring 5-on-3 to score in the power play is not good. And just seems like when they have a normal power play, they can't generate anything off of it.
Yeah, entries have been tough. It's kind of been a thing all playoffs. It's really, really frustrating. Again, like I said, from a fan perspective, but the thing about the Caps is, like, they've been coming back. They have, I think, 20. They flashed a graphic on the screen last night. They have like 20 plus comeback wins, which is leads the league. So they've been doing it all year, but the consistency is just, Carolina is like overall just more consistent with their game, their game plan. Like, they seem a lot more prepared than the Caps. And at this point in the playoffs, keeping up with that speed for a consistent, like, the entirety of a playoff series is just, it's so hard for a team like the Caps, because they're a little bit bigger, a little bit slower. So you need to be on them the entire time. And if they can, you know, get a little bit of separation, then you're boned. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought some of the hitting last night, like, there was an attempt and there was some urgency, especially early in that game. But ultimately, Carolina 5-2, they got they got an empty netter there at the end. After that, Sean Walker goal, which was just another one where, probably to your point, it was more about the Caps defense after the Caps had drawn to within 3-2. And I kept thinking, look, they're not the better team tonight. They haven't been the better team in the series, but here they are again, one shot away from tying this thing up. And can you imagine, I kept thinking last night watching the game, can you imagine if the Caps actually somehow tied this up at 3 and won in overtime 4-3, a game that they didn't really deserve to win? That's hockey in the postseason, but they're in trouble now, down 3-1 in this series. And Game 5 tomorrow night at Capital One. By the way, at the same time, the schedule will be breaking. What do you think will get the higher ratings tomorrow night?
NFL or NHL?
Wait a minute. Do the Caps play tomorrow night or do they play Thursday night?
I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow.
It's Thursday night.
Okay, I was going to say.
Game
5
is Thursday night. They get a day. It's not a two-day thing here.
Yeah, because they did this in the Montreal series, too. When you hit three games going back, you get an extra day.
Yeah, so big game tonight. I know, like, I'm sort of rooting for Toronto on the other side of the East just to get to a point in which their fans can really be fired up for something. But Florida came back and evened up that series at home at 2-2. Paying attention to hockey. Alan May is going to join us at 11:35. When we come back, last night's NBA playoff doubleheader included a devastating injury, more likely, and a disappearance. I'll explain on both when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.